Hi. Looks like you found the office. I'm glad. Sometimes folks can get a little turned around in this complex. Come on in. Have a seat. Make yourself cozy. Please feel free to sit anywhere. Go ahead. There we are. Okay, so let me tell you a little about myself. I have your intake form here, so I know you've at least gone over some of the materials on my website. But I do like to do this in person as well, just in case there was anything that was missed or something you wanted to ask more questions about. First and foremost, my name is Joanna. No doctor or titles here. Yes, I do have both an MD and a PhD. You certainly did your homework. However, my clinical research has suggested that most of my patients experience more positive outcomes when we strip away those formalities, and that when we're in session, I am just Joanna. As for those backgrounds, don't let them intimidate you. My education has entirely been about better understanding male sexuality from a physiological perspective, as well as from a social perspective. I currently have logged over 500 hours in the lab working with my patients. What does that mean, indeed? Well, what it really comes down to is that I have both the technical know-how around a patient's sexual needs, physical, mental, emotional needs, as well as the, shall we say, more hands-on know-how. Well, I like to take a mixed approach. I enjoy talking to my patients to learn more about their needs, their troubles, why they've come to see me, why now, and then finding that space where I can use my skills. Those technical skills, as well as the hands-on ones, to help them solve those issues and hopefully take care of them entirely. Oh, don't worry. I can assure you, there is no issue that you have brought to me today that I have not helped a patient with in the lab. Now, I see on your intake. You are having issues with ejaculating prematurely. Is that right? I gotta say, this is very typical, first and foremost, in your patient age range. So I can assure you this is not at all odd or uncommon. It also looks like you're having a hard time getting to sleep and relaxing in general. So we can explore what some of those stressors in your life may be for that relaxation angle. You may not see the three of these things as being connected, this premature ejaculation, the sleep issue, the stress issue, but some of the work that I'm doing in my lab suggests that these three are very deeply related to one another. Typically we find that patients who are stressed do in fact have sleep disorders associated with that stress. And we do find that a number of sexual dysfunctions can then arise from these two very common concerns. It's frustrating, isn't it? Yes, you are inclined, perhaps, to masturbate in order to de-stress or help yourself sleep, but a lack of a satisfying orgasm only increases your stress, maybe consciously or subconsciously. And this simply makes your sleep all the more difficult to obtain while also bringing your general stress levels up. And then, of course, the cycle continues by bringing you further unsatisfying orgasms. So, I believe my goal today is to help you through a deeply satisfying orgasm. And I believe this will not only help you release some of the sexual frustration and tension that you're experiencing, but it will also relieve some of that anxiety that you've been feeling weighing you down. And I thoroughly expect that tonight will be some of the best sleep you've had in months. Yes, it is a high promise. But then again, there's a reason that I'm the best at what I do in our area. Now, I'm going to leave and let you get undressed. Settle down right over here on this cot. Please make yourself comfortable. And I will be back in a moment, okay? All right. All set? Okay, lovely. I'm gonna lower the lights, just make it a little bit more relaxing in here. There we go. Are you comfortable there on the cot? Can I get an extra pillow under your head, under your knees? Are you cold? I can warm up the room at any time or put an extra blanket on you. Very good. And do you prefer that your whole body stay covered with the blanket while I bring you to orgasm? Or would you like to be uncovered? Wonderful. I am going to then just fold this sheet down and expose your body. Once we finish, I will recover you and give you some time to relax and enjoy the warmth and the quiet of the room before our time is up and you leave. And I see on your form that you specified unscented for oil preferences. Very nice. I'm also a fragrance-free kind of gal. So I'm going to get this warmed oil on my hands, and you'll feel me touch your thighs and stomach here. Go ahead and close your eyes. Breathe in nice and deep for me. Very good. I'm going to start with some gentle thigh massage while you get into a good, relaxing breathing pattern. I want you to just think about my touch here on your legs, working on your quadriceps. I want you to take nice, natural breaths. Don't worry about holding it in or counting them out. Just breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. Good. Very good. I'm going to start working my hands up and around your abdomen and groin, but not touch your genitals just yet. I want you to think about my touch, my hands on your skin, oily and slippery, gliding over you, a firm pressure, but not digging in. I'm going to slip one hand just under your testes, slide up your perineum, back around the base of your shaft. Yes, it is a bit tickly. Too much? No? Good. Some of my research has suggested that a significant portion of patients experience a unique relaxation from having their testes manipulated. We will experiment with that a little bit later. I'm going to keep running my hands over your thighs, your abdomen. I can see your cock twitching quite readily. I suspect that we're nearing the time when you might normally allow yourself to release, but I want you to focus on not coming. Do you understand? I'm going to slide my hands back down your legs, always in contact with you, but trailing down and away from your cock. There, very good. Please do keep breathing. I want you very relaxed and focused on just enjoying my touch, enjoying this relaxation. Oh, you will get to come. Don't worry about that. Everyone gets their orgasm. Now moving back up the legs, back to the groin, back around your shaft, and I'm going to keep one hand on your abdomen and wrap my other hand around your shaft gently, just at the base, and hold it there for a few moments while you acclimate to my touch. Breathe deeply for me now. It's not uncommon for new patients to release unintentionally at this point. Oh, you are being so good for me. Look how well you're doing, staying so nice and hard and not coming. Oh no, we don't count pre-cum. You have almost no control over that. And if we're being honest, I enjoy the pre-cum. You can leak all you want. And now I'll slide this hand to the base of your cock as I slide the other up and down, gently gripping your shaft. Do let me know if you'd like it a little oilier, please. And I'll gently twist my wrist a little just to add some additional friction, all moving quite slowly still. The goal, as always, is to relax you, to have you focus on enjoying the masturbation, to enjoy the stroking, and not to hurry to the point of orgasm. Very good. I hear those noises you're making. Please don't be ashamed to make any sound you wish. My office is entirely soundproof. You can make any noise you wish, any noise at all. No one will hear a thing. Now I'm just going to slide this hand under your testes and gently begin massaging them, circling my fingers around your balls and tugging them away from your body, just so. Oh, yes, that is a great response. You do seem to like that. We won't overdo it, but it is good to see such responsiveness. And sliding my hand back up your shaft, we'll focus more on your head for a while, squeezing the whole glands in my fist and massaging it in my palm. I can see you are quite close. I want you to focus on not coming. We're not quite through with you yet. Your cock is quite hard and pulsing so much. So, just sliding my hands back down your shaft, releasing your glands, releasing your testes, and running my palms and fingers over and between your thighs, tracing my nails on your skin, and back up your legs, over your abdomen. Oh, this is not meant to be torture, I assure you. Does it feel torturous? You are doing marvelously. Not many first-timers are able to both withhold their release, stay hard throughout, and remain so calm and relaxed. You really are being so good for me. And moving my hands back up your thighs, across your abdomen, under and around your shaft. I think we're close here. What I want to do now is something that will help you train yourself to avoid premature ejaculation. I'm going to resume your masturbation, but I will also be counting down from 10. I insist that you listen very closely to my words, and absolutely do not come until I reach 0. Do you understand? I need verbal confirmation. Please say, yes, I understand. So good. So good. I'm really very pleased with you today. All right, wrapping my fingers back around your shaft and looping these fingers back around your testes and now squeezing gently on your balls and pulling them ever so gently as I slide my fist up and over your shaft, twisting and squeezing as I go up and twisting and releasing as I go down. And on this stroke, we'll just grip the head of your cock and give it an extra squeeze. Oh yes, you are very close now. I think it is time. 10. Switching hands and sliding one past your testes, massaging your perineum and sliding back up over your testes and gently tugging each testicle. 9. And now wrapping both fists around your shaft, twisting in unison, slowly. 8. More quickly now, gliding up over your shaft and back down. A little quicker now. 7. Placing one hand just at the base of your shaft, squeezing a little bit while the other hand glides quickly up and down your cock. 6. No more twisting, just quickly stroking again and again on your shaft, a firm and gentle pressure evenly all over your very sensitive cock. 5. Slipping my hand down to encircle your balls again, wrapping my thumb and forefinger around to pull them ever so slightly away from your body, just a nice, gentle, firm pressure. 4. And this hand will go straight up to the head of your cock, squeezing and sliding around it as I massage your glands. 3. You're really doing so good. 2. Nearly there. I can see how terribly difficult this is for you. 1. very quickly now. I can feel just how magnificently full your balls are. Are you ready? I think you're ready to come everywhere for me. Zero. Release, please. Oh, yes. Oh, oh, yes. What a fabulous orgasm. I would like to just keep stroking as you come. Oh, this is a magnificent release. I can tell how badly you needed that. Let's just keep tugging those testes and milk every last drop of cum from your body. And sliding my hand up over your shaft, being gentle with your very sensitive glands. I just want to slide all of this ejaculate across your shaft, and we'll just scoop all of this away and tidy that up. Oh, no, no, no. Please lay back and rest. I'm just going to lift this sheet back up over you. Please lay back. Close your eyes. Be still. And again, focus on your breathing. In and out. Breathe in. Breathe out. There we are.